Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians, and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with the Klan.
Uh-huh.
Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union President is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery.
Yeah.
Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike.
No.
Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot. So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey. 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison and system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on off top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. Season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
You know, there's a reason why we had to start off with that particular song, the 137 Swish Fam remix featuring D187 from Urban Survival. Urban Survival, that particular track. We'll be getting into that in just a little while. Welcome to Al Porter, M-A-N, in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 44. That MAN is an abbreviation for acronym Music Activism News. That's the acronym, all right, Music Activism News. You can do what other people have done already and dial in at 646-478-0944. I just want to give you three disclaimers, if I can, so you'll understand and overstand where we're going. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. Go back on hold. If you change your mind, you can press 1 if you didn't do that earlier, or you can call back. Now, I'm going to do two things at the same time. I'm going to go back to last week's and then update it. Last week's top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment, because I didn't get a chance to do it. So last week, number 10 was Emax the Image. Number 9 was HJS Music. Number 8 was Black Odyssey with Kingpin Fantasies. Number 7 was Suave Gotti, I'm Jim Brown, and also In My Neighborhood, those two singles. Number 6, Man to Man Youth Meeting. Guest was Black House Sound. A meal was served. That was appreciated. Number 5, Black Man's Army. About 17,650 people have heard our music from the bus. And the video on YouTube is called White House Black by Black Man's Army. Number 4 was what happened last week, which was the, I'll say, 2 years too long occupation of the 1st District Police Station, which was at 3895 West 130th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44111. And then number 3, what debuted, was none other than November 23rd's Cleveland Hip Hop History Documentary Movie, Volume 3, filming by J. Cool. Number 2 was Hip Hop in Parma. Who would have thought across from, like, the Parma Mount Mall and everything like that? It was a good thing that Band in the Streets was on a VIP list for the birthday bash for an artist by the name of Vero, featuring Zach, Paul Wise, Aaron Malik, Phoenix Complex, and it was just a tight show. Number 1 was Chris Gotti, Irv Gotti's older brother, talent competition. Black Child was there. Now, Renegade Mitri and Sir Coop won distribution deals online, as well as it was held at the Cultivation Center, voiceofradio.com. DJ Ellery, MC Squirt were there. Which brings me up to what is happening so far, if I can. And that is to give you the top 10 list for this week. Number 10 spot, Public Square's Winterfest. Yeah, it was entertaining. Just wish I'd been able to make it down there. Number 9, Suave Gotti's I'm Jim Brown, In My Neighborhood single. Number 8, which is happening Wednesday, November 30th, celebrating 1 year of Al Porter, Man in the Street, being president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. That's at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Come join us at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated open house at 7:15 p.m. as we explain what we do in the organization, help that's needed, accept donations. You can check out our location to see if you would like to use it as a meeting place, event space, or church services, or just get involved. It's located at 15415 Kipling, Ivanhoe, between East 152nd, St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue, 44110. Special guest will be Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper. Number 7, Dr. Michael R. Williams Open Mic Poetry Slam is happening this Friday, December 2nd, 7:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time at 1899 East 22nd Street, Cleveland State University's main classroom building. Enter from Chester or Euclid, Black Studies Department, room number 135. Number 6, November 29th, tomorrow. We will never forget Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams, 137 shots. More on that in just a little while. Number 6, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop, which is happening this Saturday. More on that later. Number 4, Tech N9ne's concert. Talk about an underground artist who's independent and making money. Number 3, Tamir Rice, 2 years too long, and Saturday afternoon activity as well. More on that later. Number 2, the Cleveland Hip Hop History Documentary Movie, Volume 3, filming by J. Cool, which moved up to number 2. Tamir Rice, it moved up, and then the debut was OPN's Thanksgiving Dinner, nice give back to the community. Wow, it's a shock when you get so much, so many different types of events happening. So with that being said, I thank you all for tuning in. I want to, before I do anything else, I have a couple of phone callers. I'm looking at the 216-804, 216-209. I think I will take the time just to let people know that if you choose to, you can catch voiceofradio.com on a Monday at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, main event radio show featuring myself, and then tomorrow, Tuesday, voiceofradio.com, 5 p.m., it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. And see, I tell people to have pins and stuff for a reason. So with that being said, before I get to any announcements, I'm going to go to 216-804. 216-804, how you doing out there? 216-804. So I'm taking it that you wanted to listen. 3, 2, 1. I appreciate it, because at least they knew the rules, and that is, don't hang up. If you can't talk, you don't have to. You could just go ahead and listen, and we'll be all right. You know, before I go to the 216-209 phone number and phone caller, it gives me a chance to do one thing and get rid of one of these announcements. I haven't gotten a chance to do it, and it will lead into some events that's happening this week. I have to go back to November 5th when we had episode number 174 of the Hip Hop Workshop, and Mr. Milligram wasn't able to make it because he had strep throat. Right now, some of the people who were there besides Mama Porter and Chillville and Juan Gardner, Gary Cantor, Nameless, T. Baron, Joshua, William Wheat, Team New Life, LaTanya Williams, LaVon Williams, there we go, Simply United Together, L.B., Lavelle Thomas, Jarnell Harris, Cassandra McDonald, who's candidate for state rep, Ronnie 108 Vision, Janine Jones, who's the president of the same company that he definitely is the CEO of, Janine Jones, Derek McCain was there, meaning you had MC Derek, Johnny Boy, Anthony, Malik, Reverend, Pamela, A.M. Pinckney. And the reason that I'm throwing some of these out there is right now, before I get to some of the other phone callers, is I want to go back in time just a little bit, because you had Malcolm Warner, you had Dot from Legendary Squeaky D Entertainment. Peerless had called me. He wasn't on the flyer, but he called because he wanted to attend, and the day before, and apologized for not being able to make it out. Now, that was professional in itself, and I appreciate him for thinking like that. Gary Cantor, he spoke on at that time saying no on issues number 32 and issue 33, and he spoke about being an activist can change things. State Rep candidate Cassandra McDonald handed out courtesy of Kevin Conwell, Cleveland City Council, and Inner City Republican Movement, certificates of appreciation for fighting to keep Huron Road Hospital open. And despite it closing, a couple hundred people had passed. But our fight at that time helped University Hospital open a level one trauma center. So you have to prepare for a long fight. And also, Simply United Together, Cleveland brought in the international founder and director. The group won a Steve Harvey Award, and they handed out two more certificates. Certificates went to GMS, Hood Famous DVD, 1008 Vision, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Down South Entertainment, as well as Nameless spoke out on his being out of town and his business in Indiana, prayer, history of tithes, doing hard work as a Christian, so you could definitely excel. Suave debuted his song, I'm Jim Brown. JB and LB stood out with their performance. Beverly Goldstein's husband showed up. You know, his wife was running for Congress at that time. And this coming Saturday, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. Number 175 will happen at Cleveland State University, 1899 Main Classroom Building, large room number 136. You can enter from Euclid or Chester Avenue, East 22nd Street. Milligrand's Hip Hop Workshop, Power Cipher, DJ Dollar Rock, Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News. Main performers are Monster, Aaron Malik, and Jeff Schlecks and the Litterbugs. They'll be our main guests. You'll have giveaways from Live from the Garage, Hood Famous DVD, Black Odyssey DVD, 360 Degrees Talk Now, the film that features Man in the Streets, Black House Sounds. There'll be one copy of Black House Sounds CCR1 and a few copies of DJ Fatty Banks' family DVD mix, meaning it's clean for the families. I have some young people performing on there as well. And that's from 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I'm going to go to who's on the line, 216-209. It's 216-209. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey.
All right, what's going on?
Oh, man, it's a lot of things going on. But I'm gonna really keep it music, you know.
Gotcha.
Right now, we got a lot of things that's coming up. The biggest music conference of the year is coming up in 2017, and that's Southwest by Southwest. Been invited to be pressed by one of the DJs out of South Carolina, so we're very honored that Black Odyssey is being invited to go and be pressed. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there one for the team. Taylor Hall and Max Spitt has been invited to go and perform. So
nice.
We're going to be representing Cleveland down in Texas, Austin, Texas. So that's going to be a big, wonderful thing. Man, I'm honored because that's the biggest music conference that goes with business, entertainment, and everything. We're going to have full access. And I don't think people really understand what full access really means. So I'm gonna just give you a little insight and outside so you can understand and understand. This full access, we can walk into any conference that's going on. We'll have backstage passes to any concert that's going on. That right there in itself can boost your career from nobody to somebody's everybody. Having all access like you know, Fox News is a beautiful thing. So I'm very honored and, man, obliged to just take this opportunity to represent Cleveland in a major way by going down there. We are still going to have a show, but this came up and it was a major invite. And sometimes when you are doing one thing, God turn you around and put you in another direction. So
true.
And
so
it's
true.
And it's all for the purpose of good. I'm still helping people. If any artists need video work, I'm still out here offering video work. Matter of fact, I'm extending my video work because of the trip that's going on now. So for all those that don't know or trying to get at me, you can reach me at start by going to Facebook. John Allen is my name on Facebook. When you see the profile picture of Donald Duck, that is me. You can go to Black Odyssey at Black Odyssey on Facebook, Black Odyssey on Twitter and YouTube. It's spelled BLAQODESSY. You can also find us Instagram at Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY. Baptist Music, any major website that's out there, you can find us. You can type in the Black Odyssey name and you will find us. Give us a like on Facebook. I will respond. And I'm just, man, because I just found the news out. So, like, when I find news out and I come on this radio station, I give it to y'all first. So, you know, that's just how the things go. So I'm still excited about retrieving this opportunity so I can go. So I just want to say thank you. Man, this is a trip of a lifetime. So thank you for all the fans, listeners, and support.
Hey, definitely, man. And keep doing what you're doing. I've said that before. I'll say it again. It's been an honor.
Oh.
when I first met you all back in 1998. So it just lets people know when people say, man, I've been out here for 3 or 4 years and I haven't made it yet. And it's like, maybe, just maybe, if you keep on pushing, that when you do get there, you never have to worry about coming down because you have the wisdom and the knowledge to do something with what it is that you have. So congratulations again.
Oh, thank you. And for anybody that's struggling with that little problem, thinking that it's, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have overnight success, just count the success in your struggles. Be happy for your struggle, because that gives you adversity when you get your money, because it ain't about getting your money and get your fame, because when you get it, it's what you're going to do with it when you got it.
I just wanted
to leave that one for a whole lot of people that struggle with that part of life. So once again, thank you, Al, and thank you just for being a part of the movement as well.
Thank you, and I look forward to keeping abreast of what you're doing, and please definitely hold a line, and I'll appreciate it.
I sure will.
All right. You know, that is nice, and before I get to 216-703, you'll be coming up real quick. I just want to take the time to at least push a couple of things out of the way, because a lot of things are happening this week, and I just want to throw out there, first and foremost, tomorrow, November 29th, 2012, if you remember the murders and assassination of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams, 137 shots atrocity, we will have a 12 noon Cleveland Standard Time press conference as we speak on how that case helped powerful group coalition of individuals who would later get rid of Tim McGinty as prosecutor this year and keep Judge John P. O'Donnell, who said, Brillo, we really can't figure out if your bullet was the one who killed him, and you were kind of a hero, even though you jumped on the hood. I'm just paraphrasing. And so we're going to talk about the fact on how both of those individuals were stopped, because Tim McGinty is no longer the prosecutor, and Judge John P. O'Donnell did not get appointed to the Ohio Supreme Court. He didn't win his election. And he was a heavily endorsed Democrat, but when you do wrong, you do wrong. So, and that will happen at Heritage Park off of Lee and Terrace. That will be tomorrow. I just want to thank everybody who's been there. Exact address is 14410 Terrace Road. And I want to thank Kathy Ray Coleman, who had asked me, hey, a couple of days ago, is anybody doing anything about that? And I had to think about that and say, definitely no. So, with that being said, I want to also let people know that tomorrow, for those who can make it, Cleveland NAACP to host the post pre-election blues forum at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at St. James AME Church, 8401 Cedar Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. And last but not least, the tired of the bus gridlock downtown? If you're tired of the bus gridlock, let your voice be heard at, you know, Public Square. It was said from Mayor Frank Jackson that it was permanently shut down to buses. But believe it or not, he's kind of wrong. It's happened before. It hasn't been set in stone. So with that being said, once again, the mayor told RTA and others who were going through Public Square that the buses can't come through Public Square. But City Council is holding a public hearing, and that's on Wednesday morning at City Hall, Council Chambers, and that's at 6th and Lakeside. 6th and Lakeside, or 601 is the exact address, but it's really 6th and Lakeside, and that's at 9 a.m., and that will be happening on November 30th. That's City Hall Room 217. If you are riding or rider of RTA and you want to get in on that beforehand, you can definitely call 216-714-2164 and share your concerns, or just show up or do both. And definitely think about this. If Public Square is shut down, that could cost a $12 million federal government penalty. Apparently our mayor is willing to pay. Yeah, thanks, Frank. I'm going to go to 216-703. 216-703, you've been waiting for a little while. How you been out there?
Blackout Sound, Joe Legacy, Motley. How you doing, the show?
I'm doing all right. All things considered, I'll say I'm doing well.
Well, I want to show love to the Black Odyssey camp for getting to their destination. And I wish the best for them cats, because I know it's a long time coming. On top of that, when it comes to Blackout Sound, we're constantly working. That album is done. Album is done. Very nice done. And we will have a lot of copies of that. I don't know if we're going to make the workshop this month, but hopefully next month we'll be set up. Everything will be right. But that's all if the creator allowed that, because every day it's a new journey. And when you a small record label and a company and you're doing it all by yourself, you have to take chances, and you also have to persevere. And what that means is, through all obstacles, through all situations, you have to come to some point of what's really important. So hopefully next month we will have a nice amount of CDs on the table at the Hip Hop Workshop. Other than that, it's other things coming throughout of Cleveland. We in the process of having an open mic in Cleveland Heights. So hopefully that's going to work out. We're just trying to get that to work through and get all the proper information so we can have a lot of artists throughout Cleveland to come do their thing with a positive flow. You can talk about the streets or whatever, but it's like the Hip Hop Workshop. You can't cuss, and we do not want the N-word, and you cannot talk bad about women. It just will not fly. That's not what Black House Sound represent. CCR2, they recognize just a few songs we have on there. When we're talking about women, it kind of seems in a messed up way, but that's letting people know, no, this is what it really is. Because so many women lost, and so many black males is misleading these women, and women is misleading themselves to women. That's why we made type of songs. And there's only three on there, but it don't cuss, it don't call women the broads or B-I-T-C-H's or anything like that. I did not say the word, I spelled it out.
Right.
I don't want any form of disrespect. But this album is 32 tracks. I've been telling y'all this for maybe 3 months now. And it's here. So like I say, hopefully this month coming up, we'll have some on the table for people to check out. I hope Black Odyssey be there to cop one. Or we'll just give them one on the strength that they want to help us out. So that's cool. But everybody else, I mean, they have to pay. And the thing about it is, it's about getting to the next destination. You help one, but also one need to help themselves. And we come to grip a reality of understanding what that really means. And other than that, this is Joe Legacy from Black House Sound. I want to show love to Endo Dubs, Zach, Bang.
Yes.
Milligram, the Sheriff, Swab Gotti, and also the E-Mac, the Image. Other than that, I'm out. Your legacy, peace.
Peace. You know, I can appreciate that because, man, talking about having standards, I can appreciate that. This has been like some deep cut. conversations going on today. And definitely, I appreciate that. Before I play something, which I know I have to play something light after I say what I have to say, definitely I want to say rest in peace, Florence Henderson. She was from February 14th, 1934 to November 24th, 2016. A lot of people didn't realize she was an actress and singer whose career lasted six decades. Yeah, they know her mostly as Carol Brady, matriarch of the Brady Bunch. The TV show, I believe, was from 1969 to 1974, but she was a Broadway star before then. And since then, she had the Florence Henderson Show, Cooking with Florence Henderson, retirement TV, game show appearances, Dancing with the Stars. But she was the first woman to host NBC's Tonight Show. She passed with a heart failure, and then rest in peace. A lot of people may not like him. Some love him. But Fidel Castro, August 13th, 1926 to November 25th, 2016, Cuban political and revolutionary who governed the Republic of Cuba for 47 years. Prime Minister, 1959 to 1976, and his president from 1976 to 2006. He was a Marxist, Leninist, communist, socialist, but he overthrew the Cuban government with the 26th of July movement with his brother Raul Castro. In 1959, that's when he took it on over. But the Bay of Pigs from 1961, he survived, and Cuba was able to stop none other than what you would say the invasion from the United States of America. 1962, involved with the Soviet and American-Cuban missile crisis. But he did expand health care and education in his country. Before I go to take our next phone call, I just want to at least put it out there and just throw out there that in the next couple of weeks, next week, I'll be dealing with the crack heroin. I dealt with that about maybe 2 years ago. I want to definitely take a look at that. Also, we'll be talking a little bit about the Nation of Islam, and also we have to deal with the Dakota Access Pipeline, which is really 1,172-mile pipeline that's being built through four states, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Illinois, and will carry 470,000 gallons of crude oil every day, carrying it from North Dakota fields to an Illinois refinery, $3.8 billion project. But the Sioux Indians from Standing Rock Reservation and their allies say it will disrupt surrounding religious, cultural, and burial sites, as well as leak and pollute Lake Oiche, Standing Rock's only source of water. So Standing Rock's only source of water, and they're very concerned enough to put their so-and-sos out on the front line for it. So that is very interesting in itself. If you'll give me a minute and a half before I come to 216-322, let me pull out the 16-foot step ladder for my soapbox. I'm going to tell you a little joke right now. Stop me if you've heard this joke. All right. A white Republican walks into a black play after the elections. Wait, hold on. That's not a joke. It happened. Vice presidential-elect Mike Pence went to the hit Broadway play called Hamilton two Fridays ago. And at the end of the night, the cast used the end of his performance to seize the opportunity to make a strong statement emphasizing the need for the new administration, definitely Donald J. Trump, Republican, to work on behalf of all Americans. Now, the cast also let Pence know that minorities are scared. The cast didn't do it. Theatergoers booed Pence, but the exact professional quote read in part, "We, sir, are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration won't protect us, our planet, our children, our parents, or uphold or defend our inalienable rights. We hope this show has inspired you to uphold our American values and work on behalf of all of us." What was wrong with that? Well, Donald Trump said around, you know, a couple of days after it happened, he said that Mr. Pence was harassed. The cast should apologize to Mr. Pence. The theater must always be a safe place, and the Hamilton cast was rude to a very good man. They should apologize. Now, Brandon Victor Dixon, who played the role of a vice president in the play, I think he said to The View, about a week ago that he refuses to apologize for using a platform to get a message out. Now, Mike Pence, the vice president under Donald Trump, said that he enjoyed the show. He reminded his daughter and her cousins, you know, who went to the show with him, that this is what freedom sounds like, and he wasn't offended. Pence said it's a great play. Crybaby Donald, our president-elect, got mad and called it highly overrated. Hold on now. I respect the arts, but wait. If President Obama walked into a black-on-black crime incorporated hip-hop workshop, all right, I'm just giving you a scenario. And let's say the inner-city Republican movements, Donald Walker Brown, or the Revolutionary Party wanted to ask a tough question, I wouldn't censor them if they weren't cursing him out. I mean, I'm the president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and people always ask me tough questions, even at church. I mean, church, where I'm supposed to have a peace of mind, I would think. If you are that thick-skinned, then maybe, just maybe, you shouldn't have to post. I mean, after all, Donald Trump did get up there and say that Saturday Night Live's Alec Baldwin was very, very, I would say, mean to him on the skits where Alec Baldwin played Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump. Then again, if I'm not mistaken, Saturday Night Live has had the pleasure of making fun of Ronald Reagan, former president. Rest in peace. Gerald Ford. Jimmy Carter. Never mind. I'm going to go to this phone call at 216-322. 216-322. I hope this is not Donald Trump calling in to get on me.
Well, good evening, Brother Porter.
Oh, it's not Omarosa, is it?
No, this is
I'm just making sure. Okay,
Republican. Well. I tuned in late. However,
okay,
I have a comment about what you just read and what you just said.
Okay.
The reason that President-elect Trump was so upset is because of the truth that rang out in the statement. And I believe that he knows in his heart that he is not the president for all of the people, that he does not actually support a diversified population. And I believe that when he used the phrase "Make America Great," he used it because he knew that many of the young voters had no idea that "Let's Make America Great" meant I'm going to send you people of color back to where you belong and not in the boardrooms, driving buses, being CEOs and vice presidents, but back to shucking, jiving, washing dishes, and taking care of our children. And I also believe, this is just my opinion, don't jump on them, people, but I believe that Mike Pence, I believe that he knows in his heart also that that's the way that they both feel, but he covered it better. Now, that's my opinion on that, and I'm going to get off of my ladder before I get up any higher. That's just my opinion. Okay, people, don't stone him. The former Broadview Republican said it. I also applaud you and the show that I heard, Brother McCoy's show, talking about the heroin and crack epidemics. I was disappointed that more people didn't call in and respond to that challenge, because it's very true and very real. The crack epidemic that we suffered as a people in the 80s was brought in and placed upon us like a plague, and it was brought in by the Caucasian of the population. And now that they are faced with a similar plague with the heroin, they're moving heaven and earth to help their families, friends, and children while further devastating the communities of people of color. And I wish that they would wake up. I can't say that I understand it from the standpoint of someone who's been addicted to drugs, because that has not been my issue. But from someone who sees the devastation in her community, it is disgusting, despicable, and deplorable. And I wish that the people of color who listen to your show would do everything that they can to cause legislation to be enacted to bring about the same changes and chances in their neighborhoods that the Caucasians are bringing in theirs. And I, once again, challenge people of color to realize the N-word is not a term of affection. You have been brainwashed. It simply means stupid, lazy, and ignorant. You can be lily white or black as charcoal and still be the N-word if you are stupid, lazy, and ignorant. Let's come up with something better. Respect ourselves. Respect our people. And I'm putting everyone on blast again. If you guys can't join the Black Man's Army BMA and take back our neighborhoods and protect the children, elderly, and the women, I'm looking for some women to join me, and we can join our own movement and take back our communities and make it safe for us to sit on our porches, walk to the store, and for our children to play once again. So the challenge is out there. You have until January to prove me wrong and show that there are men of color out there and not just male persons born with male genitalia. And on that note, Brother Porter, once again, this is not Brother Porter making his statement. This is the Broadview Republican, and I'm just giving you my opinion. Peace and continued blessings.
Peace and continued blessings. Wow, before I get to all of these ones coming through, hey, I just want to at least throw out there, if you want to take up anything on that challenge, yay, before the meeting that happens at 7:15, you can check out the Black Man's Army meeting that will be this coming Wednesday, Cleveland Standard Time, 6 p.m., and that will be located at 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe. Ooh, please prove her wrong, because if you do, it means that we'll only be getting better in our areas. Before I go to the phone line, where I see all of these ones, those always concern me because I'm afraid it might be a bill collector. I want to at least put out this one piece. Missing. Have you seen this man? Reward. Potholes, drugs, prostitution, violence, abandoned buildings, and overgrown fields are plaguing the residents of Ward 3, while Thomas Wheeler is missing in action. He hasn't showed up for you in 3 years, but he showed up to vote for the toxic dump on Noble Road. Vote him out. Ward 3 Councilman Thomas Wheeler, have you seen him on your street or in your neighborhood? No. The only time you see him is at election time. On December 6th, vote to recall Thomas Wheeler. I'm so glad I was given that to read. And I'm going to take the time to follow it up as a follow-up to the big show that's happening on December 6th. Vote yes to recall Mayor Gary A. Norton, Jr. The city has fallen back into fiscal emergency under his misleadership. He has given pay raises to members of his staff, while cutting services to the people of East Cleveland. He supported an unsuccessful lawsuit against the city in order to force the council to appoint members to an annexation commission. This lawsuit has saddled East Cleveland with over $100,000 in legal fees. Worst of all, he supported putting a dump in the backyards of the residents of Noble Road. This is a clear example of environmental racism and of Gary Norton's disregard for the health and well-being of the people of East Cleveland. His arrogant, contemptuous, and Trump-like behavior towards residents who disagree with him make him totally unfit to be the mayor of East Cleveland. Wow. And with that being said, it's time for him to go. Those were paid for by the committee to recall East Cleveland mayor. There's a 216-556-1545 number to do more of a follow-up if you can. And I thank them for adding their opinions to this show. All right, all these ones, how are you doing out there? person who just called, I'm looking at about 10 ones on the phone line. 1, 2, 3. All right. Hey, if anybody wants to ever say anything later on and they haven't hit the one key already, they can feel free to hit the one key or hang up and dial back. But I'll tell you what, we're going to make things real light. I'm going to do what could have been done last week on a better way. I'm going to debut on this particular show a song by some artist by the name of Suave Gotti called October 25th, following with a preview of I'm Jim Brown.
October 25th.
Now everybody, welcome to Cleveland. It's the battle year for my American Indians and the Cavaliers. Now I'm standing here in my battle gear. I'm about to swing this bat like a chandelier. Golden State, sorry, here's a can of beer. No champagne for y'all, and them rings, you can hand them here. Zero ain't a number, it's a placeholder. So 2016 needs a makeover. 9 is the highest numerical that you can run with. 2016 top to 0, it's 216. Indians got the best pitch that you left with. So next time Major League is on your Netflix, remember Cleveland is a wrong town to mess with. Or October 25th to be a death wish. No matter who we play or who we slay, no, we can't get along. No kumbaya, nothing's given here, so put your silver spoon away. One love to my Cleveland curse people who done moved away. The champions wearing a belt, no pants sagging. Don't say you from Cleveland, no bandwagon. Keep claiming the city that you staying in. While we living in the city with the major wins, got people coming home with major ends. October, let me say it again. About to get my home a pimpin' like High Marsh. I'm a Cleveland Brown and I'm diehard. I'm Suave and I'm a rough hombre. Two champions at the same time, two the hard way. Yeah, yeah. And October 25th, that's our day. October 25th, that's our day.
Bouncing off of it. He was bigger than everyone, faster than everyone, and stronger than everyone.
His running style, his determination, it really makes you realize what football is all about.
When I take to the field, I got my sword and my shield. That's why I'm great with the skill. That's why I'm making a meal. I'm on my J-O-B. When I'm in town, on because I'm Jim Brown. When I take to the field, I got my sword and my shield. That's why I'm great with the seal. That's why I'm making them kneel. I'm on my J-O-B. When I'm in town, on because I'm Jim Brown. I'm a Cleveland boy, and I done went to hell and back. I got that dope for your boy, and I ain't selling crack. Meet me on the field, and I bet I knock your helmet back. I got that felon rap, old school Kevin Mack. Yeah, I'm a Browner, yeah, I'm no heart of that. Bringing that rep to slaughter back, heart attack, cardiac. Yeah, I'm a lifer, and I'm the right bro. They love me like a Mike and Ike, the legend Brian Cypher.
Yeah, tell them about that Jim Brown.
And just like the legendary Jim Brown.
Damn, man, tell them about it, what you said?
When he used to get hit, he used to get up real
what
slow
he used
to
do,
make the clowns think he was hurt. That's the indicative of the way our town works.
Yeah, baby.
Flat.
When I take to the field, I got my sword and my shield. That's why I'm great with the skill. That's why I'm making them kneel. I'm on my J-O-B. When I'm in town, on me. Because I'm Jim Brown. When I take to the field, I got my sword and my shield. That's why I'm great with the skill. That's why I'm making them kneel. I'm on my J-O-B. When I'm in town, on because I'm Jim Brown. Everybody, they think they dope, but I ain't heard of you. You asking who am I? I'm number 32. The leading scorer running rings around your whole crew. I'm so organic, they can sell me.
I'm so glad that he named that song, I'm Jim Brown. Because, like Suave was saying, if you're an activist, or if you're doing something in the community, you are Jim Brown. Even if you're not as heavy as an activist, if you're doing something to make your area better, you're Jim Brown. And that is something to think about. So I want to give him all the credit in the world. I'm so glad he didn't name that song after just the Cleveland Browns right now. Wow. I want to also let people know you can Facebook or blog talk I Am a Superwoman Radio or Bored and Restless Club or D Gambit Radio. Also, there is the Art McCoy Radio Show that's on Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And I also want to go to shoutcast.com. That's 24 hours a day. Type in Hood Tunes Radio. You get our playlist. With the little time that I have left, which is a lot of time, but you never know how many people are calling in. So I'm just going to pull out the 8-foot step ladder from my soapbox and let people know real quick that it was 2 years ago last Tuesday that 12-year-old Tamir Rice was slain at the Cadell Recreational Center. Now, the family and a few dozen supporters occupied and blocked the street outside First District Police Station for about 12 hours, which was how old Tamir Rice, you know, was when he passed. Now, his mother, Samaria Rice, said, "She spent too many sleepless nights and 2 years too long. I have no justice." She went on to say, "There's no reason why we should have dead babies in Ohio or this country, which y'all call America. I'm disgusted with America." Now, her first demand, and it was very, very interesting, her first demand is officers Lohman and Garbeck be fired. Second demand, prosecutor O'Malley charged the cops. Third demand, meeting with outgoing Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, since this happened during President Obama's administration. Demand four, I love this one, Cleveland Mayor Jackson, start process to fire these officers because you're coming up on an election year. And trust me, you will be voted out of here. Now, on Saturday, there was an afternoon Tamir Rice rally, but two things went wrong. Number one, Black Matters, the group that planned it, an out-of-state group, never contacted the family. The Rice family found out about it on social media, and the family's not too hard to find. And number two, Black Matters, not to be confused with Black Lives Matter, is a nonprofit news outlet. So they're a nonprofit news outlet. And they never showed. Now, Tamir's cousin, LaTanya Goldsby, said the family showed up because they knew supporters would be there to memorialize Tamir. And the family just felt it would be wrong if they didn't show. And it's a good thing that they did for a lot of people involved at the rec center where that one was held. Now, there are those who wish Ms. Rice would be quiet after she received the $6 million settlement. And it makes sense to me. You know, there are a lot of other people who have suffered great injustices, which has been pointed out to me. On the other end, I'm going to be very honest. I don't like doing what I'm doing a lot of times. All right, let's be very honest about it. I don't like it. But I wouldn't have to do it as much if other families throughout the years, like James Rose family, Ken Smith family, the families from 137 Shots Murder Atrocity, had kept up enough pressure, maybe Tanisha Anderson's family, maybe there wouldn't have been a Tanisha Anderson or Tamir Rice. Maybe Loudmouth Loomis would have thought more before he spoke, or his predecessor, Fulmer, would have thought, especially if people had rose up to the length that Black Lives Matter and other people from the Rice family and others are doing to at least do their best to get behind candidates to replace inept council people? Ooh, and even go toe-to-toe and threaten a mayor. I mean, I'm going to put it like this before I go to check in with a number that just rang back in. If that had been a son or daughter, and I'm going to say if it had been through police violence or even neighborhood violence, I might have been on TV too with a torch going down to City Hall or wherever, just like the villagers were going after Frankenstein's castle, but that's another story. Anything else you wanted to add for 216703?
Blackout Sound, once again, Joe Legacy, CCR2. Like I say, album is done. Want y'all to check us out. The next hip-hop workshop, not this previous Hip Hop Workshop. We will have CDs for people to buy. On top of that, it's a lot of work that we will be doing with the Black on Black Crime organization when it comes to the Black Man Army, when it comes to young females and males out there from the age of 13 to 18. We looking for all y'all young folk to try to help out in y'all life so y'all don't have this battered, hopeless, condemned future that the other people had. I just wanted to say that because I didn't say that earlier. And once again, for everybody that called in, that talked about situations of hate crime, situations of peace, situations of bettering their career, more power to you. And we need more of that and less drama, less I can't do it, less I have health problems, less all that. We need strong individuals, and if you're not strong, whatever you're dealing with, you can fight through that and get to the next phase in your life. And that's helping the new growth. So when we all messed up and need some help, you actually got it, because you're not going to get it from white supremacy. You will never get it from white supremacy. Blackout Sound, Joe Legacy. Cop CCR2, Motley.
Yes, indeed. You know, that's a strong message that was just given right there. I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll be right back after this.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. Through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge on say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence.
Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. We gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, we gonna keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
That was Black Odyssey with a message. Here's one of my favorite songs from Black House Sounds. Listen to the message. I ain't listening.
We all, 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 we
Cleveland conscious rap. Have you ever just paused for a moment? Feel like your life is out numbered. You know what I'm saying? Like your life, you know? Educate yourself, you do all the right things, you be right to everybody. And it just seems like you keep getting bad luck. Now, some people might say, yeah, if you was doing the right things, you wouldn't be going through all this bad luck, right? Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's still even conscious rap. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm going to make it really right. Touch your heart and now you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resistance. Whenever put they weapon down. Can't say a lot. In the past, they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey. We return to Africa. They can't starve me. So why is all this hating, all this irony? What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. Hey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. Harriet Tubman through the winter. Yeah. We talk against each other, close set up. Hold the shackles in the chains, never let up. Through all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing us. And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to us? I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news. Just the logo of brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you.
No
matter what they do, they can never hurt
me. I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. About the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture. They gave you Jesus and took you over.
Take over the pyramids in Egypt for newer order.
If they ain't stop slavery, then they enslaved some more of us. Black said it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work a jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man. And now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya.
I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner.
And when Africa's come to America, we phone it.
We gotta learn to love each other like you left at home.
Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can't open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. Ask Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. But baby mamas and baby fathers need companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks.
Joseph Motley Senior, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy out here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back dope. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I listen.
No matter what they say,
they can never hurt me.
Big business.
No matter what they do,
they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's a currency.
Everybody be safe. Love you all. Respect you all. Please do the same for yourselves. Peace.